And now on Knight's Car Advice with Paul Marrick. Thanks to caradvice.com. Every new car, every last detail.
Yes, he's back in Australia after yet another overseas jaunt. Paul Marrick, good evening to you.
G'day, lads. How are we?
Good. When did you arrive back?
Just the other day, and still recovering slightly.
You know, we're talking about plane rides a little while ago with Trent, and I reckon you guys fly that much, you should almost have planeadvice.com.
Hey, that's a good idea.
You like that?
I like that. I don't want to spend any more time in planes, though, so that's the only problem.
No, you'd be flying. You'd get on and turn left, wouldn't you?
Oh, well, yeah. That's the only part of the plane worth visiting, yeah. I reckon.
All right, world's smallest violin plane for the car advice folk. You fly business class right now, my friend.
No comment.
Oh, come on. Are you going to tell us your story?
Oh, yes, yeah. I can. Well, yeah. My wife, she is she's a lovely lady, but she's also a nurse, and I was on the plane in one section of the plane, and she was in another section.
Hang on a minute. Hang on. Can you disclose which sections you were in?
Okay. I was in the business section, and yeah. She was in premium economy. I got her up for that.
Now, hang on a minute. If you were a proper husband, do you not at least offer the business class seat to your wife, wouldn't you say?
Mate, I tried to, but the staff said we weren't allowed to swap.
Oh, the staff said.
That's what I told her.
Yeah, okay.
So, anyway, a lady just near her, she effectively died. She had no pulse, no heart rate, and she jumped up, and they had to get a couple of doctors as well that were on the plane, and they started working on her, and she's now still with us, which is excellent news.
Oh, how remarkable.
Fantastic too. So, yeah, it's incredible. They have all of these little odds and ends on the plane that help in these scenarios, but altitude doesn't help either. But they were able to bring the lady back to life, and she was okay for the rest of the flight, which is excellent news.
Wow.
And to think if you'd actually swapped seats with your wife, she might not be with us today.
Hey, there you go.
Because you would have been useless.
Exactly. This is perfect justification for this in the future.
Just one more question on that. Did that earn your wife an upgrade? Or?
Well, they gave her... They gave us some frequent flyer points or something, but the staff were fantastic. This is the thing, people rag on Qantas sometimes, but their customer service when these things happen under pressure was excellent.
Well done to them. Well done to the team at Qantas. Now, we spoke to you last week from the LA Motor Show, but this week we're going to be looking at something a little closer to home, and that is HSV, Holden Special Vehicles, announcing their product plan for 2018.
Yeah, their product plan and the world's dumbest car name. How's this? They're calling it the HSV Colorado Sports Cat.
The Sports Cat.
Meow.
It just sounds so stupid, but it is effectively their version of the Colorado. Mm. And if you're expecting a big power plant under the bonnet there with lots of power, you're going to be disappointed because they have not touched the engine at all. So it's a weird one. All they've done is thrown some styling bits on the car. They've put some different suspension on and also some different brakes. But outside of that, this is just a Colorado.
All right. So all the bells and whistles, but no grunt where it counts. So how does it compare to, say, the Ranger or the Amarok?
Well, this is the thing. It's currently the only car in that segment that's really received this much effort. So Ford will be bringing in the Ranger Raptor next year. And that thing's expected to have a different engine with more go. And from the promotional footage we've seen so far, that thing will be a weapon. Volkswagen offers the Amarok with a V6 diesel, so that absolutely flogs the Colorado in terms of torque. So it's interesting that they've gone down this path. I'm hoping that in the future they actually put a bit more effort into this and put a bigger engine under the bonnet there. But the one that does excite us is what they're doing with Camaro. They are bringing the Camaro to Australia. Have you guys seen this thing?
Yeah, look, it's a very American-looking vehicle. I've got to tell you, I'm still more of a Mustang man, though, Paulie.
Yeah, look, the Mustang is a great thing, and the Mustang is a smarter purchase choice because, effectively, it's a $57,000 sports car. What they're going to have to do with the Camaro is import it to Australia and then spend about $30,000 on converting it. So you're going to be buying... If you're going to be buying a car that's the exact same as a Mustang in the States, in Australia, for about $90,000 or $100,000. Mm.
So then why are they doing it?
I don't know, to be honest. I think they're priming everyone for the right-hand drive Camaro, which will be coming in 2020. And people are used to paying $100,000 for a HSV. I mean, the final few cars they're rolling out are all over $100,000. But at the end of the day, it's a two-door car as opposed to a five-door car. And it's essentially the exact same thing as a Mustang, but in Australia.
And then the final announcement was the Chevrolet Silverado.
That's it. If you needed a full-size pickup truck, and hey, who doesn't? They're going to be converting those as well. Of course, Promoso, the company that owns Walkinshaw HSV, they've been converting RAM products in Australia, and they've been surprised with how well they're selling. So they thought, well, let's bring the Silverado here as well. This thing is huge. You could not park it anywhere.
Our listeners, go to Car Advice. Just type in Car Advice Silverado. This thing is an absolute tank. I want to know, though, what sort of buyers are they trying to attract, and what's it going to be competing with?
You know, the funny thing is everyone thinks, I'll just get a dual cab ute, that's enough for towing. Well, it's kind of not. If you're a serious person when it comes to towing, you're talking about things like horse floats or big caravans, you need a fifth wheel conversion. And this is where the Silverado comes in handy. This thing will tow up to about 6 tonnes, and that's double what you'll get out of a Ranger or a Colorado.
Yeah.
So built for people that actually need to tow proper things, and this thing will not feel underdone despite what you've got on the back of it.
Okay, so then that being said, how's the fuel efficiency on it? It's a beast.
Yeah, next question. It's not great.
Yeah.
It weighs about a gajillion tonnes to start with, and then it uses a big old diesel engine as well. So it will chew through the gas, but at the end of the day, we've seen, Trent and I were driving in LA last week, and we saw what you would normally have on a BW here, you know, a big people move, a truck with all these cars on it. They've just stuck that on the back of a ute over there. So instead of needing a huge prime mover like we do here, they just have a ute with a fifth wheel conversion that does the same thing.
Paul, just on the topic of HSV and Holdens, now there's a rumour going around that I've read that General Motors, we all know they stopped manufacturing Holdens here in Australia earlier this year, but the suggestion that the Holden may be eventually rebranded as a Chevrolet, is there any truth to that rumour?
Look, it'd be a tough game to play because Chevrolet doesn't really have any cachet in Australia, and Chevrolet really isn't that big of a deal in the US either. It's just a foreign name that everyone loves the sound of. So rebadging it would be, it wouldn't be a smart move because Holden has a certain integrity in Australia, and so does the Commodore. So I don't know how well it would go with Chevrolet, or even if they could let them rebadge things as Chevrolet in Australia.
Yeah, they do sponsor the Mighty Man United, though, Chevrolet. So they've got something going for them.
Exactly, just a little bit.
All your car news and reviews can be found via caradvice.com.au. Paul Marrick, we'll chat to you next week.
Thank you, guys.